Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the College Football Stack. Our bowl previews continue. Today, we are looking at the four games taking place on Saturday, December 30th. We'll get things started at noon Eastern, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The number 11 Ole Miss Rebels taking on the number 10 Penn State Nittany Lions. Penn State, a 4.5-point favorite. Both of these teams 10-2 this year. Penn State was 9-3 against the spread. Ole Miss 6-4-2 at the window. In terms of the Power 5 teams we're going to talk about in this episode, they are the most intact. No major opt-outs or transfers really for these two teams, at least at the time of recording here. So this, I think, has the potential to be the best Power 5 matchup of the day. I add that qualifier because of a game we will talk about later on. As I mentioned, both of these teams 10-2. If you look at their resume of losses, Penn State losing to Ohio State and Michigan, Ole Miss lost to Alabama and Georgia. No shame in either of those games, that is for sure. Ole Miss, though, really played a lot of close games this year. They had a nice win over Tulane, which was closer than what the score showed back in September. But the rest of the way, a lot of one-score victories. The one-score victory over LSU, Auburn, Arkansas, Texas A&M, and really, you look at the games that they played were quite close, so you wonder if those are the kind of things that come back to bite them. I'm not saying Ole Miss was a lucky team by any stretch. They were very, very good this year, Jackson Dart leading that offense. Penn State, on the other hand, really, they didn't play too many tough opponents other than Ohio State and Michigan. They had a nice blowout win over Iowa earlier in the year, and they opened the season with a nice win over West Virginia, who just came out with a bowl victory as well. So you look at the teams, very good records, very good teams. I think this is going to be an excellent, excellent matchup. Penn State 31-19-2 all-time in bowl games. They are 3-2, both straight up and against the spread in their last five bowl appearances. Ole Miss 24-16 all-time. They're 3-2 in their last five straight up, 2-3 against the spread. Ole Miss has won seven of their last eight straight up. They've also won six of their last seven games played on Saturdays. Penn State 15-3-1 against the spread in their last 19 games. They've covered each of their last eight in the month of December. They are 20-0 straight up, 20 in a row when they are the favorite. They're also, 20 games in a row as the favorite. I think all of those trends continue. I think Penn State's going to win this one based on their defensive performance. I think they're going to cover as well. Give me Penn State -4.5. 48.5 is the total. The total has gone under in four of Penn State's last six games overall, as well as 10 of their last 13 against teams from the SEC. Ole Miss has seen the under hit in five of their last seven overall, four of their last five in the month of December, and nine of their last 11 when they are the underdog. I again think that this is going to be one of those games where Penn State's defense is going to be the story, and because of that, I think this one stays under 48.5. Next up, 2 o'clock Eastern on ABC, we're heading to Nashville for the Transperfect Music City Bowl from Nissan Stadium. Auburn taking on Maryland. The Tigers are a 7-point favorite in this one. They opened as a 2.5-point favorite. That bubbled up, I would guess, mainly because of the number of transfers heading out of Maryland, namely Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback will not be playing in this one. Auburn 6-6 straight up this year and against the spread. Maryland was 6-6 against the spread, 7-5 in the standings. Neither of these teams had a great middle stretch of the season. Both teams had four-game losing streaks going between September and October. Auburn falling to Texas A&M, Georgia, LSU, and Ole Miss in a four-game stretch. Then they won three in a row against some of the lesser opponents in the SEC before, of course, losing to New Mexico State at home and then dropping the Iron Bowl in absolute heartbreaking fashion, especially for those of us that had over 6.5 wins for Auburn this year, but that's a topic for a different day. Maryland, they lost to Ohio State, Illinois, Northwestern, and Penn State in their four-game stretch in the middle of the season. They did come out with wins over Nebraska and Rutgers in two of their last three games. So things were certainly trending in the right direction for Maryland. But as I mentioned, with all of those transfers heading out of town, you have to wonder how they're going to look with some younger guys on the field. Auburn, 24-20-2 all-time in bowl games. They've only won one of their last five and are also 1-4 against the spread in that stretch. Maryland, 13-14-2 all-time in bowl games. They're 2-3 in their last five, but have won two in a row. That's both straight up and against the spread. Maryland, 2-5 straight up in their last seven games overall. They've only covered two of their last six in the month of December, and are 1-7 straight up in their last eight games when they are the underdog. Auburn has covered four of their last five, but are just 1-7 against the spread in their last eight games against teams from the Big Ten. They have won nine of their last 12 in the month of December and are 10-1 straight up in their last 11 games when playing as the favorite. Those are tough trends to ignore. Seven feels like a lot. I got to say, though, I would have probably taken Maryland if Tagovailoa was playing. Obviously, I think a lot of us would. But I got to think, Auburn here, they've just misstepped too many times. I'm not confident in this pick. Not a huge play for sure, but I'm going to take Maryland plus the points. 47 is the total here. No real trends to speak of on the totals for Auburn. Maryland has seen the overhit in four of their last five overall, and four of their last six on Saturdays, but the under has come home in five of their last seven Saturday games away from home. 47 seems a little bit high here to me, just based off of the quarterback play alone, so I'm going to say under 47 in this one. Next up, Saturday, December the 30th, 4 o'clock Eastern, the Capital One Orange Bowl from Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The number 6 Georgia Bulldogs taking on the number 5 Florida State Seminoles. Georgia, a 19-point favorite in this game. Georgia, of course, 12-1 this season, 4-8-1 against the spread. Florida State, 13-0 this year, 8-5 against the spread. Let's not waste time talking about what happened to these two teams in the regular season. We talked about these teams a lot over the course of the year. And of course, there's no sense in talking about a lot of the players because there are a boatload of players for both teams not coming through in this one. So the question really is, who do you think is deeper? Who do you think has the remaining players intact on their roster? Georgia, 37-21-3 all-time in bowl games. They've won six in a row, going 4-2 against the spread in that stretch. Florida State, 29-17-2 all-time in bowl games, 3-2 in their last five, straight up, 2-3 against the spread. Georgia, 19-1 straight up in their last 20 games. They've won seven in a row against teams from the ACC. They're 8-4 against the spread in their last 12 games in the month of December, but have only covered one of their last five Saturday games away from home. Florida State, 4-1 against the spread in their last five games against teams from the SEC. They've won six out of their last seven in December, as well as 16 in a row on Saturdays. They're 7-1 against the spread in their last eight when playing as the underdog. I don't think any of that matters here, folks. I'm sorry to say it. Tate Rodemaker, who we would have all expected to play in a playoff game, is transferring out of Tallahassee, so they'll be down to a third-string quarterback that really struggled to move the ball against Louisville a few weeks ago. I don't think that even a transfer-depleted Georgia defense is going to struggle against this Florida State offense. I think Georgia's just too deep, too strong. I think they're just going to blow the doors off Florida State, so I'm going to take Georgia minus anything, really. So give me the Bulldogs minus 19. 44.5 is the total. The total has gone under in four of Florida State's last five games overall. If we look at Georgia, they have also seen the under hit in four of their last five, as well as four of their last six when they are the favorite. 44.5 feels a little high, but I think Georgia's offense might score 40 themselves. So I'm going to take over 44.5. Our last matchup for Saturday the 30th, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on the CW Network. It's the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl from Arizona Stadium in Tucson. The Toledo Rockets taking on the Wyoming Cowboys. Wyoming favored by 3.5. The Cowboys were 8-4 this season, 7-4-1 against the spread. Toledo 11-2 this year, 6-7 against the spread. You heard me say earlier I thought that Ole Miss and Penn State would be the best Power 5 matchup of the day, and I qualified that because I think Toledo and Wyoming has the potential to be the game of the day on Saturday. Looking at this matchup, both of these teams love to run the football, going at almost 58% rushes on offense, and both teams do okay against the run defensively. So I think this one actually has a chance to be a little bit exciting in terms of what I guess would be considered old school football these days, of who can really smash in the mouth and see who can come out with the cloud of dust, if you will, on the backside of that. Wyoming 9-9 all time in bowl games. They're 3-2 in their last five straight up, but have covered each of their last five. Toledo 11-9 all-time in bowl games, 1-4 straight up, and they are 0-5 against the spread in their last five bowl appearances. Toledo has covered four of their last six games overall, though, while winning 11 of their last 12. They've won seven of their last eight on Saturdays and are 13-1 straight up when playing as the favorite. As you heard me say earlier, Wyoming currently favored by 3.5. This one actually opened with Toledo as a 3-point favorite. So if you want to go off the original line saying that Toledo was the favorite, they're 13-1 straight up, but they've only covered three of their last 10 away from home. They are 0-5 against the spread in their last five games against teams from the Mountain West. Wyoming has covered five of their last seven overall. They're 6-1-1 in their last eight games in December. That's against the spread, of course. 4-1 against the spread in their last five Saturday games. They are 2-9 straight up, though, in their last 11 when playing as the underdog. So if you want to go off of that original line, which I tend to do, I like to see what Vegas has to say about things more than I typically go with the mob. I actually like Toledo in this one. I think their defense is a little bit stronger. I think that they'll be able to handle Wyoming's rushing attack a little bit better than the Cowboys will be able to handle theirs. So now that we're catching 3.5, I'm going to take Toledo plus the points. 44.5 is the total. The total has gone over in each of Wyoming's last five games against teams from the MAC. Toledo has seen the under hit in four of their last five in December and five of their last seven overall. I think 44.5 is just a little bit too low. I know these teams like to run it, but neither defense is super impressive. So I think this one's actually going to sneak over 44.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the College Football Stack. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We will be back with our New Year's Day and college football playoff previews tomorrow. So be sure to check in for the College Football Stack. I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.